Well, coming up in the not-too-distant future is the Cass County Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar coming up on March 19th here in Atlantic. Lori Reed is one of the organizers and in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. You guys have been doing this for long enough now that you've gotten a reputation, right?
Yes, we have. We bring in quite a variety of people from Western Iowa all come to this event. So we're excited to do it one more time this year.
How long have you been planning?
For this event, it starts in the fall that we start trying to line up speakers. This year we are excited. We have four speakers that spoke at the International Master Gardener Conference, and it is an honor to have them accept our invitation to come to Atlantic and educate the local people.
How much arm twisting did you have to do to make that happen?
Not a whole lot. they were willing to come and help, so we're excited to bring them in.
Now, are these folks you've had some experience with? Have you heard them before?
We have. Several of us went to the International Master Gardener Conference, so we did hear those four people speak, and that is why we invited them to come to our seminar.
Very good. Good variety?
It is. We have a variety of speakers for pretty much anything that you're interested in learning about as far as gardening goes. And some of it isn't necessarily gardening. Some of it's a little more on the craft side of it. And we'll go into that when I talk about all of our breakout session choices you have to choose from.
Well, you've got a lot of exciting things going on for this particular garden seminar coming up. And I know it's one of those things, there's always kind of an urgency to get signed up as early as you can, because there's only so much room for folks in different sessions.
That is right. Some of the sessions are limited to a certain number of people, so it is first come, first serve. Again, it's Saturday, March 19th, and registration forms, if you are on our mailing list, if you have attended in the past, you will be receiving a flyer in the mail. If this is your first year and you're interested in going, flyers will be scattered around town or at the chamber office or at the extension office. Or you can go online and pull them up also. So variety
awesome.
Of ways.
Very good. Well, should we talk about some of the breakout sessions and things that you have planned?
Sure. I'll start our registration, refreshments, and breakfast will start at 8:30 in the morning. The welcome's at 9, and then we start with our first speaker right away. Brent Heath is our first speaker. Many of you may not recognize the name, but you will recognize his company is Brent and Becky's Bulbs. He is from Virginia. This is a major speaker to bring into Atlantic. He will be discussing bulbs as companion plants, and all of us love to get the bulbs going bright and early in the spring, and then but there are bulbs that you can plant to last throughout the summer also. So he will be discussing that. And then we do have another main speaker that will speak at 1:30. That is Anita Westfall. She is from Iowa State's Ryman Gardens and is in charge of the Christina Ryman Butterfly Wing. She will be discussing pollinators in the garden and beyond. So we do have two main speakers this year, and then we will be doing three breakout sessions. There are 10 breakout sessions that you can choose from, so you can pick any of those three. There's 10 you can choose from. Pick three that interest you the most, and I will briefly describe those. The first one is Plant a Living Flower Arrangement. That, again, will be Brent Heath from Virginia. There is an additional $35 fee for that session. For that $35, you will get a pot, the potting soil, and bulbs to plant, and he will be explaining how to plant those bulbs in layers so you can continue to have a pot that is blooming. The second session is Attracting Bluebirds and Other Wildlife. Two of our local Cass County Master Gardeners, Donna Reimer and Pam Scholes, will be teaching us on bluebird conservation efforts and planting to attract those bluebirds to your garden. Third session is Florals Reframed. There is a $5 fee for that session. If you have an old picture frame at home that is near and dear to you and you would like to use that, you're welcome to bring that. Otherwise, we will be furnishing picture frames for you to use. You will be adding dried plant materials to those picture frames to create some artwork. The fourth session is Gardening with Conifers, A Whole New World. Gary Wittenbaugh, who was one of the International Master Gardener speakers, will be doing that and discussing conifers in your yard. Fifth session is Gardening with Native Wildflowers. That is Joanne Langaby. She was another International Master Gardener speaker. She will be explaining why and how you want wildflowers, how to use those, why they are good for our garden. Sixth session is Flowering Plants for Late Summer Gardens. Kathleen Q, another one of our International Master Gardener speakers, will come and do that one. She will be discussing new plants and old favorites that you love to have in your garden to give you vibrant color in August. We all know our plantings kind of start looking a little burnt and not that cheery come August. She will be explaining how to add some color back into your garden for that late season. Seventh breakout session is Entrances and Paths in the Landscape. Nikki Wiederstein will be doing that. She will be doing tips and examples to create natural paths and traffic patterns through your space. Eighth breakout session is The Magic of Herbs. Two gals from the Wallace Center are coming over to do that. There is an additional $5 fee for that one. You will be using garden fresh herbs, learning how to cook with those and season with those. You will be making a make and take herb infused oil, and that's why there's a $5 session fee for that one. The ninth breakout session is Starting and Planting Vegetables for Beginners. Brian Bisbee from the Hy-Vee Garden Center will be doing that one. It's selecting vegetables that you can either start indoors or sow outdoors. Again, there's a $5 fee for that one, as you will be making and taking home some seed starts. And the 10th breakout session is Put the Metal to the Pedal. Kate and Cindy Cole from Something for You here in Atlantic will be doing that one. That is another $5 fee for that one, another hands-on one. You will transfer pigment from your fresh flowers onto muslin to create unique fabric designs for that one. So that's a quick rundown of everything we'll be doing all day.
Wow, that's a lot of variety.
It is, a little bit for everybody.
I don't know how you guys come up with all those creative topics.
There's a lot of people involved in the planning of it, and everyone kind of puts their heads together and comes up with those.
It's a lot of talking back and forth to refine things, I'm sure. Some interesting discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lori, let's talk about getting signed up. When can folks start to sign up?
The brochures will be mailed shortly if you are on our mailing list. Otherwise, you're welcome to stop at the Extension office or any of the businesses downtown will have brochures laying around. Also, if you would prefer going online, you can go to extension.iastate.edu/CAS, and there is a form on there also.
Now, you've got something a little special, too, that you pointed out to me right away before we started visiting on air here today, a special raffle opportunity for folks.
There is. This is something new we have never done before, but with bringing in Brent Heath from Brent and Becky's Bulbs out of Virginia, he has agreed to do a 2-hour garden consultation that will be done Friday before the event. Even if you are not going to the garden seminar on Saturday, you are still eligible to enter into the raffle on Friday. He will come, if you win the raffle, he will come to your garden and give a 2-hour consultation of advice of what you should change or tweak in your garden. So those raffle tickets, again, are on the form, or you can go to the Extension office and get those. It is $5 per chance or $25 for 6 entries.
Excellent. That's a great opportunity for folks.
It is. It's exciting to have him do that. He is an expert in his field, and it'll be neat to see what he comes up with.
I know it's always a great day. What's the cost for the garden seminar?
Garden seminar is $35 per person. We do encourage you to pre-register, as some of those breakout sessions are limited in the amount of people that we can have in them. But we always do take walk-ins at the door. It's just availability is based on what classes are still available.
You bet. It's a full day, so you have some food available for folks?
We do. A light breakfast, which is rolls and drinks, will be in the morning. And then lunch is also served, which will be salads and sandwiches. And all of that is catered by the downtowner.
Sounds like you have a very, very busy day planned. And a lot of folks come year after year.
Yes, they do. It's neat to see some of the same folks have been doing it from the start. And so it's neat seeing everyone come.
Absolutely. So get that taken care of. $35 registration fee per person. Now, do remember, as Lori was going over some of the sessions, there might be a few extra fees. They're small, but a few extra fees for some of those breakout sessions, too. So bear that in mind when you're signing up for those, too. But get those registration forms. Get yourself registered. You don't want to miss out, because it is a very, very busy and packed house that day. So a lot of good stuff, especially this year. Sounds like you've got a bigger and better one.
We do. We're excited to bring in all of the national known speakers.
That's awesome. Lori, thanks so much for coming in. Good luck.
Thank you, Jim.